Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Following a report yesterday from The Information, Bloomberg is now out with a separate report on Apple's plans for augmented reality. According to Bloomberg, Apple's push into AR will pick up next year with a new iPad Pro, with AR headsets and glasses to follow. The report explains that a new iPad Pro could be released as early as the first half of 2020 with a new dual-lens camera setup as well as new 3D sensing technology. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo first reported in November of last year that the iPad Pro lineup would add 3D time-of-flight sensors as soon as early 2020. Other supply chain reports had suggested that the new iPad Pro models would feature a triple-lens camera setup, but Bloomberg says instead to expect the dual-lens camera setup with the new 3D sensing technology. The report describes the 3D sensor system as the centerpiece of Apple's AR initiatives and as a more advanced version of the Face ID sensor currently used on the iPhone and iPad. From there, the report says that Apple aims to release a combined VR and AR headset with a focus on gaming, watching video, and virtual meetings in 2021 or 2022. And after that, Bloomberg predicts that Apple will release a pair of lightweight AR glasses in 2023. Apple had originally planned to have its first AR headset ready for debut in 2019 and release in 2020, but the decision to push that back was made recently, according to Bloomberg. In other news, Disney Plus is now available to stream. You can download the app on Apple TV, iPad, and iPhone, and you can watch on your Mac via the Disney Plus website. Disney Plus costs $7 per month or $70 per year, with content from Walt Disney Studios, 21st Century Fox, Marvel Studios, Pixar, Lucasfilm, and National Geographic. In total, Disney Plus is launching with over 7,500 TV shows and movies, as well as some new original content. You can also subscribe to a bundle deal that gives you Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $13 per month. And a single Disney Plus subscription supports up to 4 simultaneous streams and up to 7 user profiles, so one purchase can be shared among your family. Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus are comparatively different services. Apple TV Plus is focusing entirely on original content, whereas Disney Plus is focusing on a combination of original content and a massive back catalog of movies and TV shows. And for that reason, the two services may be more complementary than competitive for many households. Disney Plus is available today in the United States and will launch in the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe in March of 2020. We are sponsored this week by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channels supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. For just $8 per month or $80 per year, the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch live TV from anywhere. Apple has yet to announce the 16-inch MacBook Pro, which has been rumored now for several months, but there's growing evidence that we could finally be on the cusp of an unveil as soon as this week. While many people expected Apple to hold a dedicated special event in October, that didn't happen. Instead, AirPods Pro were released through a press release, and Apple TV Plus debuted to the public on November 1st. But what appears to be happening instead of a dedicated hardware event is another play that Apple has been known to use in the past. Apple has a dedicated location in New York City where it occasionally holds private briefings with members of the press to give presentations and offer hands-on demonstration time. For instance, this is what happened ahead of the AirPods Pro announcement last month. This week appears to be one of those occasions, based on both what 9to5Mac is hearing privately and suggestions by multiple public disclosures. If Apple is holding private press meetings at the start of this week, that suggests we could see the subject of those meetings announced publicly by the middle of this week. So what does that mean? Well, we could be looking at an official announcement of the 16-inch MacBook Pro sometime this week, perhaps as soon as later today or tomorrow. Meanwhile, Apple does have other hardware still waiting to be released this year. Apple has promised that the 2019 Mac Pro and the Pro Display XDR will both be released by the end of fall, so we might also see that happen this week as well. The 16-inch MacBook Pro isn't expected to be a dramatic redesign. Instead, we can expect a slightly larger display in the same size form factor as the 15-inch MacBook Pro, with a physical escape key and hopefully new scissor switch keys. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our full roundup of what to expect from the 16-inch MacBook Pro, and we've also got a look at the best Disney Plus deals for bundles, promotions, and more. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and so much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.